AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
All I've got to say is, what a way to waste the day.
Petros and Money on AM 570 LA Sports. We are your home of the Clippers, Clippers Blazers tonight. We are your home of the Dodgers. Dodgers back on in primetime tomorrow, 7 p.m. first pitch against the White Sox. Off day today in the desert where apparently heavy rains have plagued the spring training schedule.
Slings and arrows of outrageous fortune.
We are here until 6:30 p.m. A big thank you to Alicia Jessup. She is a professor of sports law at Pepperdine Law School. Great stuff surrounding the scandal.
Mind-blowing scandal.
That dropped this morning that we'll see.
What has happened to our institutions of higher education?
Administrators,
man.
National championship head coaches at some of the finest universities in the land. Head to jail. They're going to do jail time. Not
federal
just fines,
time.
They're going to Leavenworth, man.
They're going to Turtle Island.
Out of here. That is a scandal that has rocked the nation.
Rocked me right in my chest this morning.
Lori Loughlin, Felicity Huffman, Massimo, Bill Macy.
Bill Macy's clean.
We think.
As far as we know.
There was a quote from him in that, the 250 or 503 page, whatever it is, that did have him saying, it's a very stressful time for our family right now. Our daughter is going through the admissions process.
I bet it is.
So maybe.
I bet it is, Bill.
Maybe. No plausible deniability there for Bill.
Matt, we got a big see you next Tuesday happening.
Excuse me?
Next Tuesday, big event.
We're going to Orange.
We're going to the El Torito.
In?
Some might say, El
Torito.
El Torito en Naranja.
We never get out to Orange.
En La Naranja.
Right off the 22 at City Drive.
Now, that's not true, man. We've done at least 2 dozen shows in Orange.
At least.
At 3 dozen. Over the last 13 years.
Orange / Anaheim. The
Lazy
intersection
Dog,
of the 22, the 5,
Pond,
and the 57.
The Helmets.
I believe the National Sports Grill was the name of the place we did that one Super Bowl preview show from. Lazy Dog Cafe.
I must have been a...
Yeah.
I don't doubt it. I mean, Schmitz. JT Schmitz twice.
The Catch. The Catwalk at the Catch with the...
Hot-ass wine cellar.
Yes, the LED lighted wine cellar.
And Sean Farnham's burger and massage.
Oh, massage for the young lady.
Orchids of Asia.
Right there on the Catwalk at the Catch. We had Silk bartend one of our appearances on
more
the patio.
More than one.
The Catch.
We've been at, and we had my dad get the surf and turf.
That's right.
Surf.
On the station card.
With Jimmy Vangelatis. But next Tuesday, Matt, we're going to be in Orange at a place we've never been. And it's not the Krispy Kreme. At the outlets at Orange, which is block at Orange adjacent.
Are we celebrating anything?
No, it's a makeup for somebody that screwed something up.
Great.
But I'm looking forward to seeing everybody.
I was like, wait a minute.
At the El Torito.
St. Paddy's Day is on the 17th. I don't think we're going to an El Torito for St. Paddy's Day post
March
or whatever
19th.
That might be. Now, this is March 19th.
So it's post St. Paddy's.
Pre Cinco de Mayo. El Torito.
What's in between Ireland and Mexico? Greenland. Do they have a party?
Come celebrate Florida at El
Ooh,
Torito.
Let's do it.
There we go. Let's get it done.
Can we just have like a Mexican cowboy thing going, like a caballero thing?
Sure. I mean, we still got the autographed photo of our old billboard in there. El Torito, 22, City Drive, outlets at Orange.
What happened to you? I burned my hand off on a sizzling plate of fajitas at the Petros and Money remote between St. Patrick's Day and Cinco de Mayo.
Maybe we don't get the fajitas. Maybe we just get the enchiladas at El Torito.
Why is your hand so red? They put one of those hot-ass cheese chip plates right on top of it. Blend in with a tablecloth. And
they do have that little scoop of sweet corn.
I've never been to an El Torito.
Oh, really? They do this thing where it's like this scoop.
Never been. How about that?
Pressed cornmeal with, like, it's super sugary. It's like a dessert in the middle of your meal that's right there.
They have an El Torito on the Redondo Beach Pier where they have an arcade with, like, whack-a-mole and all that stuff.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, and we want to see you.
Yes, we do. And they do have that signature dressing that you can purchase in grocery stores. It's so popular.
The Green Goddess?
Yeah, their cilantro. It's like the Green Goddess. It's their cilantro ranch that was invented by the head chef at El Torito back in the day. So
Tommy Torito.
Signature dressing, fajitas.
Can't wait to see it.
The scoop of sweet corn.
It's going to be good.
I just remember going to a brunch there once, and they had like a waffle boat that you could just load up with whipped cream.
Oh, cool.
So there's that too.
Hey, it's going to be great.
Let's go.
All I have to say is Matt tries to act all innocent about these things, but he secretly has each and every one of these remotes moved as closely as possible to his house.
Hey, Smarmy Promotions guy, Dave, please.
Yes, Matt, anything for you, Matt, the voice of the Bulls.
I saw that you booked an El Torito remote in Torrance.
Yeah, I thought we might throw Petros a bone because, you know, he's always driving to Long Beach or driving down
Orange
County. I don't
know if you're aware of this, but that is 405 adjacent. That is a very rough freeway to navigate.
It's actually pretty close
right
to your house,
Matt. The afternoon. It's close, but come on, really. I mean, you're talking about going 405. That's just death.
Well,
that's,
anything for you,
that's
Matt.
That's freeway death. How about off the 22?
You're the voice of the Bulls. That's about 11 minutes from your house, so yes, we'll do the one in Orange.
Excuse me, it's about 9 minutes.
Sorry. Yeah. I didn't know you were in the Miata.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to be flying up that freeway.
Okay, well.
Good looking, Alois.
Don't break the news to Petros. I want him to find out on the air so he's really gut punched.
There we go. That's what we're doing.
All right. So we'll see you out there on March 19th. F everybody. I thought for sure I had Torrance
we
in
had
my
it.
Grasp.
We had it for a minute.
It was like doing rice grabs. You think you got all the rice and then they slipped through your fingers.
I was a little excited about Torrance.
No, you weren't.
I actually kind of was. It kind of was.
Because you wanted to play the go back up on the hill because you could see the hill right there.
You go back up on the hill.
That was the plan. Back to your guard gate community.
I don't have a guard gate. Brian Seaman is going to join us at 4:30 to talk about the Clippers' incredible run. Big win last night.
Friend of your family and former standout UCLA quarterback.
Oh, Pat Cowan.
Has weighed in on what we could term this as it is between St. Paddy's Day and Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, what does Pat have?
He's going with Leprechauno. Merge the two.
It's a Leprechauno.
Leprechauno.
Chicano, Leprechaunos.
There we go. That's what
all
we're doing.
All Irish and Mexican are invited. If you're Irish-Mexican like Anthony Quinn, you get a free T-shirt.
Damn right you do.
Any Irish-Mexicans, free T-shirts.
Happy Leprechauno. Come see us at El Torito.
Pat,
there you go, Pat.
You did it, Pat.
Now you got to come to the remote, Pat.
Leprechauno.
Speak for your university and its rogue soccer coach.
Yeah, you better. You better step up,
answer
Pat.
For your rogue soccer coach, Pat.
Pat was with us just the other day when you were at the combine. He came by when we were out there for the SC-UCLA game in West of Wood. Remember, he was out there with James Brown of the great San Pedro Brewing Company.
Good people.
Great people, Matt.
Well done, Pat. Leprechauno at El Torito.
And Pat would never go pay to play. Never.
Never.
Leprechauno. That's good. Leprechauno. And I'm brown and proud. I like that.
I am here for the...
What?
I hear you have a Leprechauno.
We do.
We do. Welcome.
If you're a diminutive...
I wore green.
If you're a diminutive man, Irish or Latino, I think the Irish guy would have to wear like a sombrero, and the Latino guy would have to dress up. Maybe we could get two. Notre Dame had a black leprechaun when I was a kid, so I'm not worried about this.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was. So I think if we get two little guys... Maybe Hugo, the not much guy, and
he's
dress,
pretty small.
Yeah, dress him like an Irishman.
And our friend Funny Brad, dress him.
Well, is he an Irishman?
No.
He's white, and he's literally
he's
literally a little person.
He could be Irish. He's got a little.
We'd have to dress him up like El Chapo or something, and then really go at it. Leprechauno live at El Torito. Two radio hosts were killed. So, Matt, we're really looking forward to that, huh?
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the Cowans are Mexican-Irish, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah. That's why they got into Bosco.
I'm sorry. I thought it was the $100,000.
Come on, Matt. Inflation.
Oh!
25 G's.
For By the Joe, way, did
for
you
Joe
see,
and Pat.
On a serious note.
Oh, yes. I was serious about the Pat Cowan being bribed into UCLA.
Loyola High School.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
Investigating payments.
Because the two sons of Jovan Vavich were there.
Dollars. Mm-hmm. Yes. Money came at a time when.
What?
Look it up yourself.
Oh, you.
Go ahead and dig into that. A lot of moving parts here. A lot of branches off the trunk of that tree.
When the Cubs in Venice are being. On Venice, excuse me, not in Venice. But when the Cubs on Venice are being investigated, you know there are some long arms.
2016 nonprofit linked to college admissions scandal. Money came at a time. Two sons of USC water polo coach attended the school.
Loyola High is investigating alleged payments of thousands received in 2016 from a nonprofit linked to college admissions scandal. Two sons of Jovan Vavich playing at Loyola. Playing school. It's time for the word of the day.
He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
Word of the day, P, is invite. I received an invite in my email box today. And it
LinkedIn.
Is for me and a guest.
Oh.
Which means you could be my plus one if you choose. You and a guest are invited.
Are you inviting me?
I am. I am inviting you right now. What are you doing? End of the month. Justin Freer, 80-piece Hollywood Chamber Orchestra.
F you.
Performing with Oscar and Emmy-winning composer Jerry Goldsmith, a complete score.
We've had this
live. Story. But I got an invite today. I am invited, and I get a guest. Would you like to be my plus one, P? Because all I got to do is email Andy Coscarelli.
Well, they haven't invited me.
At Tell 'em Grody PR, we can backdoor this and get you in, P.
I've not been invited.
I'm saying, would you like to go confront your aggressors? Rudy Rudiger will be there answering questions in the Q&A portion of the post live 80-piece orchestra score during the playing of Rudy on a 40-foot-high HD screen. Would you like to go and backdoor this as a plus one and in the Q&A portion attack he and Sean Astin?
Now, this is an official invite.
This is. You and a guest are invited to the 25th anniversary of Rudy taking place at the Microsoft Theater on March 30th. The full invite is below.
I will respectfully decline your invitation. I will not take part in a lie. Rudy is a lie.
You could do that after the film plays and they're in the Q&A and now you're like,
what if I accepted it on the air? And I was like, oh, I'm going to get your ass, Rudy. And then all of a sudden they're circulating pictures of me around like in the line of fire. I'm on to you, Leary.
You show up with like an Antonio Brown blonde mustache and some Eugene Levy like Coke bottle glasses. They don't know it's you.
Can I just shame Rudy from my platform here?
No.
Sure I can. Rudy's a lie. It sucks. Don't go to this. It sucks.
You don't want to backdoor it.
I hope there's more orchestra than there is viewers.
People are going to go, and they're going to celebrate him, and you could set the record straight.
It's a lie. Again, it's like No Mamas Pops, our intern, writing a story about how he conquered PMS when he was really the worst intern ever.
I got the number for Tell 'em Grody PR right here. I just got to call him and say, yeah, I'm in. Plus
you
one.
You tell 'em and Grody to tell 'em my Grody. Do you know what I'm saying?
Now, I'll ask you one more question. Before you make it official and decline.
I officially decline.
You sure?
Respectfully to tell him Grody.
You could verbally accost and challenge Angelo Pizzo, writer.
Liar.
Producer.
Italian liar.
Kerry Woods, director.
You're a good pitcher, but you're an a-hole
Anspaugh,
liar. What, who?
The director of the film, David Anspaugh. You could confront him.
I'll ands your paw.
You can take them all on, Pete.
Yeah, they're all losers. Take them on right here. Losers!
I mean,
liars!
You can look into their eyes.
Mentirosos!
You could ruin the evening for them.
I ruined it right now. You're all liars. You know what? The evening's ruined in the eyes of God because it's a lie. Rudy sucked.
That seems
And no
harsh.
One carried him off the field and that nobody seems, cared. They didn't chant his name.
That seems a little harsh.
Freaking lie.
Invoking God. The Catholic University.
They evoked God and lied about it there.
You sure about that?
Yes.
Don't you bless me?
They should make a movie about me being a white tailback. Celebrate me. Say they were chanting my name, which they weren't.
Can you walk me through that story arc?
Hey, it was tough, man. Okay. You don't know what it was like when my brother stole my girl.
Okay, so your brother steals your girl. That's the opening scene. Now what happens?
Then I'm white.
Okay, you're white.
Then a
black guy
comes up to me in the locker room and is like, hey, Whitey. And I had to overcome that.
You did?
Oh, God.
I don't know if that's really going to be...
I grinded.
...supported or celebrated.
Oh, you don't think so?
No, I don't.
people are going to be like, hey, I want to see this movie and stand up for a white back.
I don't think they're going to do
that.
Oh,
the kids are going to light up.
What's the climax?
You saw the Green Book.
What are we
there
building
to? There was a white
to?
Hero in the Green Book, and that won Best Picture in 2019.
What are
it's
people,
time we had a white tailback movie.
Let's get through this.
F this Rudy crap. I could run.
What's the climax? Where are we? Like, okay, so girl, white guy, black tailback, like, hey, F you, white tailback. You're in the locker room. What are we working towards? What's our...
What are you saying? That my life's some kind of failure?
No, I'm saying...
Is that what you're trying to say? Like, I've had no success? Like, what are we working towards? Like, the abyss of what? Existence?
I want... You know what this is? This is the elevator pitch. I need the elevator pitch.
No,
so
you
far,
don't.
You
you're
have
not producing
you
anything.
You haven't hooked me.
What do you want?
Here's the end of the movie. It's 4th and 2, and they need a first down.
Oh, shut up.
Here comes the white tailback.
Limping in.
Yeah. And he falls forward for 3.
Oh, that's a BS ending.
First
I thought you were going to say he loses
Trojans.
One. And he loses one.
Well,
crowd goes wild.
Black guys, I told you, should have kept him in there.
The peak of the movie is when they pop the staph infection in my foot, and it blows all over the room, and the nurse starts crying. That's the then it fade to black.
And
then it's gonna close up onto one of the black lesions on the wall that popped out of my foot, and then fade to black, and then credits.
Is there a secret Marvel preview that you stick around for at the end?
No, it's like Ferris Bueller where you come out in a robe like, hey, what are you still doing here?
It'd be kind of cool if that's the fake preview is you getting the tattoo of the Ghost Rider.
F you. That was before that. That was actually before that.
Yes, yes.
I had the tattoo when I was hurt.
That sounds a lot like Dr. Pimple Popper, though. I don't think it's going to work, P.
Saying a suit?
Yep. Mm. Dr. Lee.
But that really actually happened. Unlike Rudy... You guys are the worst people in the world.
Just want to make sure I extended that invite before I declined.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
I hope you take your computer and fold it up and shove it up your behind.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Keister my
fold
laptop.
Fold it up twice.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
Well, I'm switching my number. You're lucky there was that college controversy because today would have been balaclava day. Yesterday was burka day on the Petros and Money Show where I wore a burka.
You look ridiculous.
It was wildly popular. People loved it, except for my wife. She said,
my wife!
Did you take my yoga scarf? I said, it was just in the wash and it was in my bag. And she said, and you made Matt, you sat there and made Arab war cry sounds at Matt and tried to get him to say something? I said, yeah I did.
Yes, yes, he did.
And today was going to be balaclava day, and I had a balaclava ready to go and just on Matt the whole time.
Why would you do that?
Why not? We celebrate all kinds of different things here. We had Dashiki Day. Why can't we have Balaclava and Burka Day? What's the difference?
It took me a minute, but on my drive home, it finally clicked. I was like, you know what it is? You look like the old woman that gives Snow White the apple.
Oh, yeah.
I think that is the doppelganger.
Well, that's kind of that's an old Papadakis family trick. Like up in my dad's restaurant, we used to have a picture of my Yaya Alexandra, who was a bitter, mean village woman. And, her face looked like my face. What we do, you know, we had a big black and white picture of her with the, you know, the head cover on, the burqa, so to speak, of the Greek village. And what my dad would do was get a napkin and put it around my face and then put one around his face and make me stand by the photo and be like, do you see us? Do you see? So that's not the first time I've ever rocked a burqa.
Live action Snow White film.
I'm just
getting in line for that part.
Eat this apple and die. but I will say, Balaclava Day is not canceled. It's only postponed. So any day, slow news day, you might be, slow news day. Boom. Balaclava Day on PMS.
I think you listened to your wife on this one.
We had Dashiki Day, and I didn't listen to her then. And Mama said, don't get a tattoo of Roy Orbison's face on your ass. And what Mama don't know... It's not going to hurt her.
So you're saying the wife won't know.
She's not going to know it's Balaclava Day.
Yes, she will.
She doesn't listen every day.
She will know. Litigator dad will tell her. Commercial real estate dad will let her know.
Wait till I get my Balaclava.
They're all going to tell her.
I'm going to get one for you, too.
No.
But yours is going to say Chargers on the forehead. Chargers!
This is the song of the day.
We're going to go Moroccan gown day, too. When the summer gets a little warmer.
Or we don't.
Modest Mouse saw a band out of Portland, Oregon with our song of the day called One Chance. A nice tune to put you in a good mood on a Tuesday afternoon on the Petros and Money Show, where our crew of dudes man the oars with a synchronized pace. As great sports talk will row into Clippers basketball on a back-to-back with One Chance to try to go for the season split against the Portland Trail Blazers at Staples Center tonight, where Adam Oslin will be ready with Clippers countdown at 6:30.
Here's a good text.
What do we got?
you are vile.
I mean, it's direct, succinct.
Hey, this place is vile, and I'm vile, too. Tune in for Balaclava Day, and we'll be out at the El Torito for... Oh, but Leprechauno is okay?
Leprechauno is perfectly fine. It was suggested by Pat Cowan. He can do it. He can do that.
Yeah, he must be Irish-Mexican.
Exactly right.
We'll be right back. With more PMS, the top story. Oh, Brian Seaman.
And the song of the day brought to you by Kinetic Financial. Hit #250 on your phone, your smartphone. Say Kinetic Financial for your free educational workshop and gourmet dinner.
Like we said, Brian Seaman. Clippers Seaman win next. Last night. Be good now.
Petros and Money on AM570 LA Sports. We are your Clippers station. And they take on Damian Lillard and the Trailblazers tonight. Pregame 6:30 p.m. Tip off at 7:30. And remember, tomorrow is our day to give away a 50-inch 4K Ultra High Def Westinghouse TV, Android TV with all those apps. It's 20 TVs in 20 days. We'll have ours tomorrow. Tonight, our gift for the folks, P, is Clippers basketball.
That's right, Matt. We have Clippers basketball.
Hot damn! Oh my goodness!
Well,
wow!
Yeah, you're right. It is an exciting
damn
time.
Damn exciting
it
time.
It is an exciting time. The Clippers are making a run, and not only are they doing that, they're doing it in emphatic fashion. I believe Farbod, our Clippers friend, made the point that the Ducks, the Kings, and the Lakers were all booed on their home court, not to mention the college team swept in the Rocky Mountains. But the Clippers.
Hot damn!
Finally living up to how good they're. Radio play-by-play man is.
Best team in town.
What a voice. What a man.
Hot damn!
My goodness.
Hot damn! Hot damn! Hot damn! Oh, my goodness! Wow!
It's Brian Seaman on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline. Clippers blow the Celtics out, score like 180 points, and tonight they got the Blazers. Should be a good one.
Tonight.
What's cracking, Seaman? How are you?
You know, I get royalties every time you play Hot Damn, so I'll be sending my
invoice
to you guys. Yeah, do it.
It's like putting a quarter in a machine. Hot damn quarter, hot damn quarter, hot damn quarter. My goodness, nickel. Tell us, Seaman, do you feel like you're riding the wave, or is that a little premature to say?
You know, it's been a fun year, and I thought that they would compete for a playoff spot, and at the last week of the season, it might be a coin flip. Maybe they got a little bit lucky. But this team is better than I thought they were, and they got off to a great start, took advantage of that. But after the Tobias trade, which was a month ago, I didn't know what to think, and to the point, I don't even know really how good this team can be. I mean, I think we've kind of underestimated them, and over the last 12 games, I won't bore you with stats, but they're one of the best lineups in the league, and it's been a lot of fun. That was on full display last night. I thought the Celtics played pretty hard, but the Clippers played harder, which is their kind of calling card. And when they play hard and they knock down shots, it's really tough to beat them. So it's been a very fun year for a rebuilding year. To be 10 games over 500 in the middle of March is it's a special situation. I've been through situations where it wasn't a rebuilding year. We were eliminated before All-Star break from the playoffs. So it's a much better life these days for sure, and the future is really bright.
What have you noticed, Brian, about just kind of, I hate the word chemistry, I don't think that really applies, but just how quickly the new guys acclimated and how quickly, I don't want to say they got over it, but just, you had two guys that liked them a lot, two guys that were liked a lot in that locker room, and Tobias Harris and Boban leaving for Philadelphia, and the fact that this team seems to be getting along famously and really has something special going on out there.
Yeah, I was a little worried about it because, again, you mentioned those guys were popular guys, and not just because they were good on the floor, but they helped everybody. Like Boban was the guy that I think they wanted to keep long term. Whether he played a minute or not, he's such a great locker room guy. They didn't want to lose him, but the opportunity arose, and I think they made the best decision that they could make. But I got to be honest, it's really stunning to me how quickly they've come together and been able to kind of be an adhesive unit. But I feel like when everybody's got the same goal to win, it's easier to do. And the leader of the team might not be the statistical leader for the Clippers. It's Pat Beverly. And this guy has sacrificed. He sacrifices whatever needs to be sacrificed every night, whether it's energy, whether it's open looks, whether it's trying to get his teammates involved. And I think he's been a real communicator for this team. Lou Williams is a kind of an unknown leader in that locker room as well. He's a truth teller. He's been great with the younger guys, but I tell you what, you know, to me, when everything comes together like that, you certainly have to look at the coaching job that Doc Rivers has done. I don't think enough people have talked about, you know, I mean, there are 16 teams that are going to make the playoffs, and only one of them is not going to have an all-star, and that's going to be the Clippers. And for him to do that when I think the league has never been tougher, certainly the West, it's really remarkable. And the chemistry starts in the locker room, and it starts with the coach giving out roles, making sure everybody is on the same page, and then the players accepting that role. So it's a team effort all the way around. And like I said, this has been a fun year, and I think the best is yet to come for this organization. But for this to be a rebuilding year, it's been great.
Percentage of times that the three, you know, the two rookies and one second-year starter in Shamit, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Zubats look like, you know, first and second-year players, and percentage that they look comfortable out there completely?
I mean, for Shai, it's probably 85-15. Zubats being 21 years old, He doesn't ever look like that guy. Like, he looks pretty good out there. And Landry Shamit, I mean, the guy is like a little – currently he's a mini J.J. Redick with a ceiling that's just as high, and yet he's still only 21. So these guys have a poise and a maturity, you know, especially Shai. He's only 20 years old. I mean, he's got a poise and maturity that is uncommon in rookies. And to be starting this whole year, basically, I think he started the middle of November, and to be on a team that has a chance to, you know, really make a little bit of a noise in the playoffs as a rookie, as a 20-year-old rookie, it's incredible. And this young lineup, they start three guys 21 years younger. It is literally like a top three lineup since that lineup has been made over the draft, over the All-Star break. So, I mean, these guys really know what they're doing. Again, it goes back to coaching and then the leadership within, you know, it's a really great place to be, and everyone from the front office to the coaching and the training staff, they all deserve credit, because I don't want to sound like a cliche, but it truly is a team effort. Look at the health this year compared to last year. Trainers have been incredible. The front office putting these guys together, finding cheaper deals, and Doc Rivers being able to mend guys not only that are young, but on one-year deals. That can often be a death sentence for a coach, especially in a situation like this, where the guys just start to go out and play for themselves. And that never happened at all at any point in time this year.
On the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline, the great Brian Seaman, the voice of the Clippers. You'll hear him tonight. Damian Lillard and the Blazers. Clippers take them on pregame at 6:30 with fully functional employee Adam. Tip-off at 7:30 with the great Brian Seaman. It has been a hell of a ride, and you've been very positive always about the Clippers, Brian, which is quite understandable. But even you, and let's not act like we don't compare the Clippers to the Lakers in this town, because anything anybody positive says about the Clippers, some idiot always puts on Twitter, how many titles do they have? But that being said, how could you ever have predicted in the summer that LeBron James and the Lakers would be shutting it down here in March and the Clippers would be surging toward the playoffs?
I mean, they were 18-11 on Christmas Day, and they were running away with it from Golden State. And you're thinking, boy, these guys are really going to be tough. So I never thought it. I will be honest, I had some curiosity about the signings of Lance Stephenson and JaVale McGee. Both of those guys were terrific. Rondo turned out to be very good. I'm stunned at where they are. Injuries have been a problem. But I got to, you know, I mean, like, LeBron's 34 years old. How many players at that age have played that many minutes with eight straight trips to the finals? I felt like an injury was due, not rooting for it. I really wasn't. The league is a better place when he's healthy. But they've had to deal with some injuries, and their future is murky. I do not know what happens down the road for those guys. But I'll say this, and, you know, every team in the league, maybe save for the Boston Celtics and, you know, the modern-day Chicago Bulls, every team would trade their history for the Lakers. But going forward, I wouldn't trade the Clippers' future for any team currently in the NBA.
Just real quick, Brian, has the owner, Steve Ballmer, ever high-fived you so hard that your hand hurt throughout the night?
The very first one ever was when he was introduced as the owner. I made the mistake of being one of the first guys, if you recall the scene, he was coming out of where the visitor's tunnel was at Staples Center, and needless to say, he was jacked up. And I was one of the, I'd say, the first three or four guys in there, and he slammed it hard. And I thought, boy, that's probably going to be the last time I'm going to do that. But it was worth it, and I tell you what, we're in a good place with Steve Ballmer, that's for sure.
I thought he was going to break his Lou Williams sternum last night when he came over to smack him after he got that record. I was like, whoa, easy, easy.
He punched the Condor's head off.
He's the best. He really is.
Yep.
Hey, tell us, Seaman, does that Montrezl Harrell ever miss around the rim, man?
He's a stud, man. That dude has got a motor unlike anybody else's. And Tommy mentioned Lou Williams. I mean, by the way, he didn't even mention he's the all-time leader off the bench in scoring. One of the greatest six men of all time. But he and Lou Williams are like Smith and Wesson. I mean, it is, you can't stop them. It's a pick your poison situation. And Montrez, not only is he great around the rim, his hands are absolutely magical. He cannot drop a pass. It's a sensational thing to watch. And this bench has been a joy.
I'll tell you what, not to be confused with Smith, S-M-I-F-F, and Wesson, the rap group of the 90s. The great Brian Seaman, ladies and gentlemen.
Hot day!
Hot damn, my goodness.
That cost me a quarter. That cost you a quarter.
Clank, clank. You're great, Seaman.
Boys, be good, my friends.
Have a great night. Clippers, Lillard, and the Blazers. 6:30, tip off at 7:30.
Don't forget about Wheels. He's out of the call there, you know.
Wheels will be
out. Wheels going to be out of the call there.
That's right. All the way to Lake Oswego.
That's right.
Hear him out there. We'll be right back with more great sports talk. Petros and Money Show right here on AM 570 LA Sports. Your home of the Dodgers and the Clippers. Dodgers tomorrow night. Clippers tonight.
Did you know the fastest Sunday of the year is approaching? It's the Auto Club 400, biggest NASCAR event on the West Coast. March 17th at Auto Club Speedway in Fontana. We are giving away tickets right now. Four packs to callers 10, 11, 12, and 13. Four pack. To the Auto Club 400-866-987-2570. Tickets available at autoclubspeedway.com. Or you can call 800-944-RACE. But if you want to win the tickets, four packs right now, 866-987-2570.
Well, Matt, what a time to be alive here at AM 570 LA Sports.
What a time.
We got Clippers tonight. We got Dodgers tomorrow. Got the Superpower Posse in the house. And a big show at the El Torito in Orange. Moved from Torrance.
Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Week from today.
The City Drive. We get there a lot. 3 to 6:30. El Torito and Torrance for?
Leprechauno.
Which is?
Between St. Patty's and Cinco de Mayo.
Mexican-Irish.
Courtesy of Pat Cowan.
If you're Mexican-Irish, you have to come. Everybody else is invited. You know what I'm saying?
Damn right.
It's time for the Secret Textosa Rodeo Roundup. Text me back.
Sold out to Chevy.
Hey, P, I'm a USC graduate, 2012. I got asked to be on the women's USC rowing team, and I never rowed before. Definitely did not need to pay $500,000 to pretend I was athletic. Aunt Becky got a bad deal, and that is the real crime.
You would think you could figure out a way to get your kid into USC for less than $500,000 on a fake rope, right?
I mean, how stupid is your daughter? I know a guy in Newport. You pay him about as much as it costs to live in a nice-ass house.
Not in Newport.
No.
It's more important to put your child, to enroll your child, have her admitted at USC.
Child, two child million.
Than anything when it comes to being in the proper social circles in the greater Newport Beach area.
Now, yesterday, Matt, you alleged that all mixed up, don't know what to do.
Worst song I ever, that was ever played in power rotation. A, you know, 1,000 spin record on K-Rock. I believe it is the worst.
Did you guys play Crazy Town? Yeah.
Probably.
Come, my baby. Somebody raised
baby.
Me.
Superfly,
I didn't do it.
Sugar.
Baby. Somebody on the Textoso line raised me Crazy Town. And
Do you think Crazy Town is... See,
yes. You have Crazy... Yes.
You think it's worse?
Yes.
Come, my baby. Come, my baby. Now, Chumbawamba...
Chumbawamba's better.
Is better than All Mixed Up.
Yeah.
It looks. This just could be...
This is a punt. Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
But I will say, like, the thing is, like, they still play All Mixed Up. They don't play this anymore. This was like a one-year kind of single, you know, one-hit wonder.
Yeah, but it was on power rotation.
Oh, yeah. Sugar.
Baby. This guy's name was what, Shifty?
Shifty B or Shifty V.
Did he OD or anything, or is he still?
I think he's still with us.
He was a big celebrity rehab.
But, yeah. This is terrible.
Yeah. But then people started limp-biscuiting me with the nookie and all that. And that's
terrible.
Really bad, too.
Terrible. That's why I submitted maybe Last Resort.
Father of mine, Everclear.
Ooh.
They will never know the pain of a welfare Christmas.
Father of mine was terrible.
Yeah, it was. Father I will buy you a garden was terrible. I will buy you a garden.
Now, there was the Offspring. I can't remember the name of the song, but the video had the
everybody,
S sandwich.
I'm really fly for a white guy. Everybody thinks
that's
I'm really
it.
Fly,
yeah. fly for a white guy.
That
whatever
was,
that was. That's was, a contender.
Yeah. We're there.
We could really have a hell of a bracket.
Oh, we could.
Between
tournament's
God
coming.
Awful.
Tournament's coming. No!
Oh, Toadies?
No.
I mean, Toadies.
No.
Every now and then by yourself,
oh,
you're
on,
like,
guys. Hey, you know what? St. Vincent covers this. Come on.
I'm all right with Toadies.
No, this is good. Smash Mouth, on the other hand.
Smash Mouth, all-star.
Forever. Stop, Ronnie. Stop it.
Now, what about Seven Mary Three's Cumbersome?
Cumbersome, yeah.
That's in the mix?
That's
in the mix. Just because it opens up with such aggression.
And then
it's offensive.
You got your been to the bottom of every bottle with your friends at Nickelback.
Certainly.
And that was on power rotation.
Yeah. Yeah, because this just comes out the gates.
This is Seven Mary.
This is Seven Mary.
Please stop.
This thing comes out swinging. She calls me Goliath and I wears a David mask. Ooh. What about Collective Soul? Shine.
Yeah, we talked about that one.
Terrible.
All right, Matt, here's another one.
Yeah, good stuff. That's something that'll last for a while.
A big thank you to PMS. Of all places, Ladero, Texas. I impressed the table at a wedding reception when the wedding singer started singing Quando, and I knew the song. You guys are the best.
Damn right.
Hey, I know this one. Tell me Quando, Quando, Quando. Oh, here's one, Matt. I can do this real quick. Will you guys ever do a segment where you give the background on some of your popular sound drops? This guy asked for three. Great sports talk.
Great sports talk.
Somebody cut that on the 1540 The Ticket, and we used to say that because it was such a joke. So we had Rob Show cut it.
Dear friend of ours who's no longer
here. So we have great sports talk here.
Great sports talk.
That's classic Whitlock.
That's classic Whitlock.
That was from a Fox Sports 1 promo with Colin Cowherd and that dude, Jason, from The Big Lead.
Jason McIntyre.
Suggesting that they got gifts from Jason Whitlock. They opened up the box and they were fedoras.
And he said.
And he goes,
that's classic Whitlock.
In the promo.
He's also the same guy that says,
Warriors big.
Same guy.
Classic Whitlock.
Those aren't that old. Those are like 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah.
Maybe three.
Well, whenever Speak for Yourself.
Yeah.
In its initial incarnation.
And then Tonight, which is from Superfly. That's Priest from Superfly. But if you ever have questions like that, we're happy to explain. You know who wouldn't explain?
That's
Whitlock. He just hand
that's
you
a, classic Whitlock.
He'd hand you a fedora and expect you to figure
that's
it out.
That's classic Whitlock. The first time I saw that promo, I was like, oh yeah, that's classic Whitlock.
Merry Christmas from Fox Sports. Yeah. We'll be right back with the Bachelor Report, guys, and then a top story of the day based on the NBA.